That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You never know when a sudden annoying headache or an unexpected bout with acid indigestion will come your way. And for such common emergencies, you really welcome Alka-Seltzer's fast, dependable relief. For occasional headache and acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer and experience that famous brand of relief it can give. It's so easy, so pleasant. Just drop one or two tablets in a glass of water like this. Listen to its fizz. Then drink the sparkling, pleasant-tasting solution. Yes, sir, Alka-Seltzer's analgesic alkalizing tablets are just the ticket when you want extra fast, enjoyable relief. And so you won't run out of Alka-Seltzer when you need it most. Buy 2 60-cent packages from your druggist instead of one. That extra package on the shelf can help you be your cheerful self. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Job and Down store and Meadowlark restaurant, talking to Cedric Weehunt. Listen.
Well, what in the world is it you want, Cedric? Been standing around here for hours.
Oh, North.
Don't want peanut butter and you don't want a lamb burger. I've named off my now everything we got in the store. Now, what do you want? You want something or don't you?
Yes, Mom.
Well, all right. What is it?
Sounds kind of silly.
Well, Cedric, tell me what it is and let's get it over with. I ain't got time to stand here all day.
Well, could I please have one of them oysters?
Well, I reckon you can. That's it. I'm glad you asked for it. Mom's been wanting to get shut of them, but I told him we ought to keep them in case we ever do have a call for them. I'll be honest with you, though, Cedric. I don't know how you're ever going to eat it, because we ain't figured out yet how to get them little rascals to come out of the shell.
Well, I don't want to eat it.
You don't?
No, Mom, I want to take it to school with me.
Oh, well, I don't think that'd be much good, Cedric. Them things can't learn nothing. Or leastways, not as long as they keep hiding on their old shells of theirs.
Well, I don't expect it to learn nothing.
No, that'd be a waste of time, I believe.
I just want to show it to my little chum.
Oh?
Judy Bates brought a live turtle to school yesterday with his name painted on the back of it, and oh, was he popular.
Popular, huh?
Oh, he was murder. Every kid in the third reader crowded around him.
Well.
Now, I don't know. I just sort of felt out of things.
Yeah.
I stood there and got out my Social Security card several times, but nobody even glanced at it. I believe the day of the Social Security card's gone.
It does look like it, yeah.
Now, so I've got to swing over to something else. I thought maybe I could get my standing back if I had one of them oysters. That's something nobody around here saw before.
No.
And that'd be a way yonder better than a turtle, wouldn't it? Oh, Mr. Abner, wouldn't it?
Well, it might be. I don't know about this thing, Cedric. I reckon we could sell you one of them.
Oh, I don't want to buy it. I just want to borrow it. I'll bring it back right after school.
Well, I don't know if Lemon wants to lend them things out or not, Cedric.
I'll bring it back soon as books let out. Honest, I will. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Well, all right. Maybe you can do it this time, Cedric. But don't make a habit of it.
Yes, Mom. Oh, no, Mom. Will it be all right if I paint my name on the back of it?
Well, I'm afraid Lum wouldn't hold to that as long as you're just barring it, Cedric.
Well, could I paint Mr. Lum's name on it then? Just thought I had something on there.
Well, I reckon that'd be all right. I don't know how you're going to carry it, though, Cedric.
Oh, well, I'll just put it in my pocket.
Yeah, but Cedric, you're supposed to keep them things on ice.
Well, I'll just put a handful of ice in there, too.
Well, you could do that. Well, there's the bucket right there. Pick out whichever one you want.
Yes, let's see now.
They're all alike, Cedric. Just take that man pop there.
Well, I think I'll name him Paul.
All right.
Or Fred.
Well, name him whatever you want. I don't care. I don't believe you'll answer to it.
You don't reckon he'll get lonesome being away from the others, do you? His brothers and sisters.
I doubt it. They don't appear to be awful sociable. You better hurry, though, said you. You're going to be late for school.
Oh, my goodness. The ice is cold in there.
Well, Dad, you get used to it. They're going to throw the oysters around with you, I reckon.
Hope neither one of us takes the new one.
Yeah, well, you better get to school, said you. That's all right. I've got to answer the phone. I'll scoot along.
Well, I sure am much obliged to you, Mr. Abner. I'll bring you back right after school.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Meadow Lark Restaurant. Abner Peabody Soup Jockey doing the talking. Oh, yes, Miss Bevan. Dried apron cock, about a pound, all right. Package of spaghetti. Spaghetti. I don't want to sell it. A box of matches. By the way, Miss Bevins, I won't be able to deliver this till after the bus crowd's been here and there. So, well, I just wanted to tell you. Anything else? Well, Rob could give you the receipt for the Lomburger better than I could, but he ain't here right now. Well, he'll be back pretty soon. Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Bevins. Much advice for the order. Goodbye.
Hey, Abner.
Dogas, I wish I'd have saw you coming in, Lon. Miss Bevins is wanting to get the receipt for the Lomburger.
Yeah, she ain't the only one. Looks like the whole world wants it. Look here, another batch of telegrams.
You want me some more of them things come in?
No, they're pouring in here like hotcakes. I've got one here clean from Boston.
Boston?
Yes, sir.
Thought all they had there was beans.
Well, they're switching over now. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Since Lomburger originated in your restaurant, Boston Townhouse receiving numerous requests for this sandwich. Will appreciate receiving this recipe for Lomburger and permission to use things. Boston Townhouse, Ralph W. Hughes.
Whose house?
The townhouse.
Huh.
It's a big, well-known place there.
Oh.
And here's another one from out there in Hollywood. Roman Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. We keep getting requests for a sandwich called the Lomburger. Understand you are the originator. If so, please forward recipe and write to you same and help us keep the stars happy. Dave Chasen, Chasen's Beverly Hills, California.
Wonder how last he likes them. He's more like a hot dog better, though.
It looks like all them moving picture people out there went wild over my Lomburger.
Yeah.
It surprised me a bit if they made a moving picture about the Lomburger.
About the Lomburger?
Yeah. The birth of a Lomburger. Or Forever Lomburger.
Forever Abner Burger would be better, I believe.
Yeah. Or Lady Windermere's Lomburger. Or Mutiny on the Lomburger.
How about Snow White and the Seven Lomburgers?
Oh, now you're getting silly.
Well, it ain't no silly in making a picture with a sandwich for the leading character. A sandwich can't call it. Well, less than it's one of them animal-lated cartoons.
No, this would be a regular picture, and I'd be the leading character.
Dressed up like a sandwich?
No, dressed like myself.
I don't know. You might try it just like a sandwich. Might be one pretty night. I don't know. But
putting
a pickle on top of your head.
The idea is that they do the story of my life because I invented the Lomburger.
Oh.
You know, like they've done with the inventor of the telephone or other things.
I see. Get Donna Meachie to play you.
Yeah. Now you're getting the idea. I reckon they could fix him up good enough.
Oh, I believe they could.
More than likely, have to go out there and be advisor on the picture, of course. I hope they wait till I get back from Mexico before they start it, though.
Back from Mexico? I didn't know you were going.
Well, I ain't yet.
I thought I noticed you around here. Whatever gave you the idea you were going to Mexico? Bill collector?
Well, you kind of a telegram. Oh, I guess I ain't read that one to you.
Well, I guess you are.
Well, here, rock you around this.
Yeah.
Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Heard of your wonderful new Lomburger. Many fine people compliment things. Would be very happy to receive receipt and permission to serve it in Ciro's, Longchamp's, and Reforma Hotel. Tony Perez, Hotel Reforma, Mexico City.
Is that thing packed up from Mexico City?
Yes, sir, right downtown Mexico City.
Well, I do know. And I understand every word of it.
Well,
I never knew before I could speak Mexican.
Well, this was wrote in American. More like the telegraph company translation. Anyway, I figured if they was nice enough to send this telegram, I ought to run down there and pay them a visit.
You ought to, huh?
Seems like the least I could do.
Well, you're right about that. Yeah.
I figured I might put on a demonstrate for them, show them just how to cook the Lumburger.
Oh?
They more likely never saw anything like that before. See, what they generally eat is torridors and beans with serape on them.
With what on them?
Serape. The Mexican word for syrup, I think.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good.
Sometimes they mix it up with some fried sombreros.
Uh-huh.
What I ought to do is get me a big tortilla and wear it on my head when I go down there.
Wear what on your head, huh?
A tortilla. One of them great big straw hats. That's what they're called.
Oh.
I think. The peonies wear them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they throwed a big dinero for me.
I wouldn't either. What do you think they're going to throw at you?
Dinero. That's Mexican for dinner.
Oh,
no, nothing at all.
Well, no, I don't know that fine stuff like you do.
Yeah, I do know it pretty good, though.
You sure? I wish you'd get Elizabeth an enchilada coat while you're down there. She's been wanting a new one.
You know, the more I think about this trip, the better it sounds. It might be good for international repercussions.
Why, sure.
I mean, I might go down there as a sort of a goodwill ambassador. You know, cement relations fix our two countries.
Cement relations?
Concrete them or something. Spread goodwill.
Well, I never knowed you had any relates down there, Lauren. Even if you do, you ain't going to spread much goodwill by cementing them. I can tell you that right now.
Edna, that's just a word that they use in international diplomatic circles. You never read the newspaper?
Well, yeah, I never have come across nothing like that, though.
You know, I might get to be known as the Goodwill Ambassador and Lumburger King of the United States and Mexico. Have my picture in every paper in the country.
With a tortilla on your head?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I might even go to Canada and France and Europe. Be a Goodwill Ambassador all over the world.
Well, if you get up in Alaska, you better get a pair of earmuffs to go with that tortilla. I'll tell you that right now. He'll freeze your self for that. Wait a minute, was that all wrong?
I don't know. You better answer. Anyway, I like this idea of spreading goodwill and cementing relations.
Hello, John Dallasore, Metal Arc Restaurant. Oh, what is it, Cedric? Uh-oh, that's bad. Did she catch you? She didn't, huh? Yeah, well, just a minute. I'll tell him. Well, Ambassador, I believe you can start working.
Huh?
Cedric borrowed one of our oysters, and him and Gomer Bates got the plane catch with it, and it went through a window over at Sister Simpson's boarding house, and now she's mad at you.
At me? What you mad at me about?
Because your name is printed on the oyster shell. You better get over there, Ambassador, and spread some goodwill and see them in a new window.
Yes, it looks as though relations are pretty well shattered at present. Folks, a common question being heard right now is, where did you catch that cold? Well, if someone asked that question of you today, it's time you learned your Alka-Seltzer ABC. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once to help relieve the feverish, ache-all-over misery of a cold. B, be careful. Rest, eat, and dress wisely. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to soothe your scratchy sore throat. And there you have it, friends, Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Make it two packages instead of one, and keep cold misery on the run. Now, this is Dean Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.
Friends, it's often hard to obtain fresh vegetables. Maybe you're not getting enough of the essential vitamins. To help you find out if you need supplementary vitamins, try this one-a-day brand home vitamin test with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Ask your druggist for the $2 package containing 60 capsules. Take one capsule each day for 60 days. Then if not satisfied, if you do not feel benefited, your druggist will refund your money. Just be sure you get one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules with the big one on the blue package.